fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Thursday, the first day of October. This is one of the hours I really look forward to every week, the hour we visit with Dr. Lynn Horowitz. He has 4 websites you need to be aware of, and here they are. First of all, we got judicialcorruptionnews.com. Next, we have healthyworldstore.com. Then we go to revolutiontelevision.net. And last but not least, medicalveritas.org. Good morning, Doctor.
Good morning, John. Thanks for having me on.
Well, sir, these weeks seem to fly by. We have an election now in just about 4 weeks, the third day of November. This is the first day of October. Very quickly coming up. I hope and believe, Doctor, to start our conversation, that President Trump's public support of vaccinations is being done for political reasons, that in his heart of hearts, he really doesn't believe or want anything to do with vaccinations for himself or his family. I hope that's the case, but I don't have any way to verify it. What do you think, sir?
Oh, man, you know, it's really wonderful, brother, that you're on the same wavelength that I am, because that's absolutely my take on it. And I've got actually a short list of items I'd like to just share. And
let's do that. Let's hear it. A short list. Great. Let's go for it.
And they all deal with this issue. And the context, what is, from my perspective, the full measure of understanding. We have to understand the context in which President Trump is operating, where you and I perceive the same thing, that he seems confused. On one level, it's obvious that he says he's going up against Big Pharma. On the other hand, he says, well, you got to get vaccinated. On one hand, he's got Anthony Fauci in there, you know, Moderna, and conflicting interests with Bill Gates, and it's not even a vaccine, it's actually a genetic therapy. On the one hand, he sees this, he sees the fact that he's got scientists saying that there are alternatives to these poisons, and yet he's pushing vaccines. So I think to explain the disparity and this confusion, it goes beyond what's called the Hegelian dialectic. There's a pattern and practice of creating confusion. That's the Hegelian dialectic. But the context is criminal. The context is a criminal enterprise and operation. It's referred to as deep state, you know, and it's referred to as the swamp. And I've mentioned on previous shows where President Trump is supposedly draining the deep state and the swamp, but yet it's draining him. And we're witnessing that particularly in the despicable display that both of the candidates demonstrated on stage the other night. And it was a hypocrisy because obviously Fox News and the mediator here was biased to the max. And so there really wasn't a fair debate. And what's the context? Well, there are four elements that, in my mind, show clearly and convincingly a pattern and practice that were being played, that the entire thing is being played. And we could say that Trump, maybe he has a good heart. Let's assume that he does. Let's assume and presume that he is doing his best under the circumstances and he feels pressured and he has to make decisions that are life and death decisions, such as him saying that he withheld his knowledge, that this was more than a bad coronavirus, that this was really devastating, that this was actually, I'm sure that he knows, and it's part of the concealment, and it's one of the four elements I'd like to raise, that it's got the AIDS virus envelope gene attached to the spike protein, which makes it transmissible to human beings, and it's not going to go away anytime soon. We're already seeing that time and time again now, these recurring cases. And so the four elements I want to just mention. Nancy Pelosi stands to become president of the United States if they don't fill this Supreme Court position with the nominee. And the reason that happens is because if you study what's going on here, and that's what the Democratic deep state bloc is attempting to accomplish by blocking the appointment of Amy into this Supreme Court vacancy. The tying up of government in the presidency, in the executive branch, then reverts to the Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi. So actually, that's not being addressed. There's concealment of one of the most important matters of fact in U.S. history is not being talked about. And that begins to introduce this pattern and practice of censorship. And so number two is what you're raising here with COVID-19, the AIDS issue. How come nobody's talking about what the scientific community is really concerned about that makes this virus novel and really life-threatening and potentially devastating, and actually devastating, is that this COVID-19 has this AIDS virus envelope gene attached to it. It's obviously hyper-weaponized. And interestingly enough, your favorite and my favorite newscaster on Fox last night had an excellent segment, brief, and she cut it off with Dr. Oskoui. He's a cardiologist who went on Fox last night and actually said the truth. He said that this was a hyper-weaponized thing, that in 2014, I think he said it was, the federal government had passed legislation to outlaw the hyper-weaponization of these viruses. And so he said that Fauci sent the virus to Wuhan. Now, that's consistent with what I've been saying for months, that it was a U.S. biological weapon supposedly mixed up with dual purpose, vaccination and military, dual purpose. That's commercial and defense. And that it was sent over to Wuhan, he said last night on Fox. That's accurate. You know, there's been other researchers that have said that it came from the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, initially financed by NIAID, and others had said, well, Fort Detrick played a role. That's very likely. So that's where the origin is, but they haven't been talking about that. He was cut off last night. Laura Ingraham had cut him off right at the end.
Well, let me ask you, were they out of time, or did she cut him off?
Let's assume that they were out of time. I want to give her the benefit of the doubt, like you are.
Right, but he got out the most important part of the information before he was cut off.
Yes, and as a matter of fact, today one of my assignments today is to review the segment because he left a website up. He gave a website, and that's when she cut him off right away.
Wait a minute, Doctor. Is this a live broadcast or a pre-recorded that they did together?
That was a live. It was a live.
Okay.
One.
Okay. All right.
Very interesting. Thanks. Anyway, so I want to follow that up, probably by the end of the day, that segment is going to be up on revolutiontelevision.net for everybody to see. But at any rate, that's number two. You know, you've got all of this AIDS censorship seriousness of the bioengineering, the hyperweaponization of this particular virus. Number three is that where are the criminal indictments? For goodness sake, what a hypocrisy. You know, the deep state can immediately bring indictments against Michael Cohen. They can bring indictments against Roger Stone. They can do all of this real fast. But when you see yesterday, you've got the previous FBI director up there totally lying, and you've got them caught already. You have substantial evidence, sufficient, clear, and convincing evidence, or evidence beyond a reasonable doubt in the criminal arena. They have violated so many laws, including a law we just output in our last newsletter on healthyworldnews.com. We just put out the fact that they are violating one of the principal laws that prohibits any group, any organization from undermining any branch of government, including the executive branch. That's illegal. And what they've done is a pattern and practice of doing that, and they're still doing that. So basically, you're dealing with a criminal enterprise, and it needs to be addressed as a RICO. It's racketeering and organized crime violation that's violating other obvious laws, and that these people need to be brought to justice. But the fact is, they're not being brought to justice. So that's part of the pattern and practice of the censorship and the silence over what is actually happening. It's the context in which everything is unfolding. It's the context of the political divisiveness. It is the administration of this fraud and ultimately depopulation agenda. It is a globalization, depopulation enterprise that we're dealing with. That is the bigger picture. And so the last but not least of the four elements that I'd raise here is the CIA and FBI are obviously behind this. They're fundamental to the deep state's administration of these criminal operations. And the whole context includes, for example, another divisive issue, this whole context of the or concept of white supremacy or Black Lives Matter. It's the black versus white issue. They're playing us. It's a game. And unfortunately, it's a very deadly game. And ultimately, it's a depopulation game for globalization and taking over civilization. In fact, transmuting us or transitioning us into transhumanism. We're connected to the cloud. Our brains, like Elon Musk demonstrated on Fox News on CNN 2 weeks ago, showing microchipping of a pig to get the pig connected to the computer so that the computer can dictate feelings and emotions and behaviors of the subject. Now, that's the goal, and that's the objective, and that's Big Brother, that's Brave New World, that's basically 1984. That's what we've been literally witnessing evolve as kind of like the frogs in the water as they've been turning up the heat, bringing it to a boil, and we're getting really hot right now. And that's the context of the deep state control that's playing left versus right. And that's my greatest concern. And I think you bring this up in your opening statement.
Okay. Doctor, we got a caller and hold here. We got John in Texas. Good morning, John.
Hello, Dr. Horowitz.
Hi there, John.
Hello. I was going to ask you, did you ever find the first part of Plandemic?
I'm sorry to say I haven't been focused on it, John. I've got just so much on my plate. Apologize.
I did you get Plandemic Part 2. This is the interview documentary of the lady doctor scientist that says that who worked on the AIDS project that says that the coronavirus is a man-made virus released in Wuhan. But second part of it, they find some documentary evidence on the part of an investigator that says that there was patents on it as far back as 1998.
Yeah, well, that makes complete sense. You know, I'll follow up with our web host, and because I did ask them to post what you had suggested. So we'll just follow up on that. You know, again, I apologize. I am so swamped. My desk is so full. And, you know, I'm still attempting to do part three and then final part of the film that I've got up on Revolution Television. I've got the first two parts, part one, part two of the coup, COVID-19 coup. And that's the name of the film I'm hoping to be able to finish. You know, but we've just, you know, it's like, JR, you got the same problem as I have. We can't even keep up with the insanity in the news.
It's daunting, to say the least. Daunting. Yeah. John, anything else?
Yes. What is your assessment of the health state of Joe Biden? I've heard from at least one commentator, as a former Clinton insider, Larry Nichols. You know about him?
Yeah.
And he says that he is, I don't know if this is just conjecture on his part, but he seems to think that the plan was from the very beginning was to have Joe Biden go and be the front man for the ticket. But the real plan was always to put Kamala Harris on the ticket so that she would either run things behind the scenes, like, they said that, for one thing, Joe Biden showed evidence of having had several small strokes.
Yeah, well, that's very reasonable. You know, that's very reasonable. You know, Kamala Harris, I understand her father was a high-level official in CIA, and there's deep state connections there heavily. It makes reasonable sense. When I look at his presentation performance, today he's, for example, taking a day off. He's so exhausted. Riding around on a train for the last couple of days and doing the debate, he can't manage. And obviously Trump, who's in New Jersey today, I mean, he's just flying all over the place. He's just like showing that he's got a tremendous amount of stamina. And I think he actually enjoys it. I think it gives him energy. But I don't see the same with Biden. And I am concerned about that. That's a very reasonable thesis, especially with this Nancy Pelosi. You know, Nancy Pelosi standing by here. I mean, they're already telling us that the election is going to be contested. It's going to go to the Supreme Court ultimately. There's so much fraud involved. And that, again, when you look at that as part of the plan, you see that the outcome of that plan would be that Pelosi would have to step in as president of the United States. And that is, oh, man, that's, for me, it's extremely frightening.
That would be a nightmare. That would be an absolute nightmare.
Yeah.
Okay. Anything else, John?
So, yeah, well, if it, I mean, he doesn't even have to die in office. He can just be incapacitated, and if he's declared to be incapable of discharging his duties, that will automatically fall on the vice president, correct?
Right. Yep.
Okay.
So,
John, thank you for your call. We have to move on. We have a break. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago when warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
But I'd like to ask each of you what it is you value so highly that you are willing to fight and possibly die for. We will call that Texas. The Mexican army hopes to lure us into attempting escape. Almost anything seems better than remaining in this place, penned up. If, however, we force the enemy to attack, I believe every one of you will prove himself worth 10 in return. We will not only show the world what patriots are made of, but we will also deal a crippling blow to the Army of Santa Ana.
If anyone wishes to depart, under the white flag of surrender, you may do so now. You have that right.
But if you wish to stay here, with me, in the Alamo, we will sell our lives dearly.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jared Moore here on Thursday, the 1st of October. This hour is sponsored by EMP Shield. You want to protect your motor vehicles from EMP attack? Do what I've done for myself and my family. Get yourself EMP Shield devices at my website at thelibertyman.com. Visiting with Dr. Lynn Horowitz. He's got four interesting, well-done websites. You need to check out all four of them. Here they are: judicialcorruptionnews.com, healthyworldstore.com, revolutiontelevision.net, last but not least, medicalveritas.org. Doctor, we got another caller on hold. We got John in Tennessee. Good morning, John.
Good morning, John. Good morning, Doctor. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, perfect. Go ahead, John.
I'm actually in Illinois this morning, but in any event, Doctor, I'd like to pick up where John in Texas left off, but I'd actually like to jump into the deep end of the pool. And I think you'll understand, John. I hope you can swim. Doctor, what I'm about to ask, we've heard a lot about cloning. But you and I both know that there's something called a golem. And given the fact of what Francis Fukuyama had to say in his book, In Our Post-Human Existence, I'm wondering if we're not seeing through the mapping of the Human Genome Project over many years of teaching man to do what the fallen ones were unable to do, because without a body, they don't have a physicality. They've got to have an instrument, someone that they can indwell to do their work. If the deep state has not perfected a way to create a golem so that these entities would have a skin to live in, we may be seeing through Joe Biden and Hillary Clinton and other people in our government and governments around the world, literally not clones, but golems that are doing the bidding of those that are dwelling in them. I'd like to get your take on that. Elaborate if you can, and I'll listen.
Okay, thank you, John. Go ahead, Doctor.
Thank you, John. You know, that's a great question that I and probably most people would not want to deal with or not address, because although it's completely reasonable, given the fact that, as you mentioned, Human Genome Project, that's been evolving for literally in the black areas, in the black ops, for probably 50 years, and that clearly where consumerism is today is 50 years behind where military research and development is, particularly at labs like Jeffrey Epstein, financed with Bill Gates at MIT's Neurosciences Media Labs in Cambridge. So this is a actual probability. It may be actually a high probability that we don't really want to address, because it seems so out there. It seems like it's so remote from where our human brains are currently operating by direction of social engineering and media persuasion and propaganda that deep state is administering to control all of us and shepherd or herd us to the slaughter. And the fact of the matter is, I think that that's a very reasonable issue. And I look at that. I know my excellent research partner, Sherry Kane, looks at this kind of question, but we hesitate to bring it up on media because it seems so out there. But I think that it's a very reasonable problem to look at, especially in this day and age of transhumanism, where that's now actually out on the table. And what is the solution to it? That's even further remote, because now you get engaged into where John and I have been going often, and many of the callers have been going too. You've got to go to the Holy Spirit. You've got to, when you're talking about a golem, you're talking about a entity that has been created by cloning, genetic engineering, and you're talking about now, where's the soul in that? It's a soulless being. And I've actually witnessed and I've met some individuals at high level in Capitol Hill in politics. When you look at their eyes, there's no light whatsoever. It's darkness. It feels like, for me, I felt like my soul would get like just soaked up and spit out by their demonic presence.
Hold that thought, Doctor. We have a break. We have a break. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
After about a month of Extendovite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. Bilberry extract is got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Fix bayonets.
Liam Eden and Nicole Colgren. Many men have gone.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Thursday, the 1st of October. My website is thelibertyman.com. Lots there that will educate you. We have the daily intelligence briefing, which is updated every 24 hours. We have the rocket stoves, burns any kind of wood, even pine, safely because it burns so hot with no smoke. And, of course, the energy cleaner and the mattress pads that go with it. We'll be talking more about that at the bottom of hour three in great details. A great letter from one of our listeners and her husband who have been using the energy cleaner. So check that out at my website at thelibertyman.com. We're going to talk to Len Horowitz. He has 4 websites. Here they are. Listen carefully. I'll give them slowly so you can write them down. First, judicialcorruptionnews.com. I say again, judicialcorruptionnews.com. Next, we have healthyworldstore.com. I say again, healthyworldstore.com. Then we go to revolutiontelevision.net. I say again, revolutiontelevision.net. And last but not least, medicalveritas.org. I say again, medicalveritas.org. Doctor, you were still expounding on your response to John in Tennessee. Let's go continue with that, sir.
Thank you, John. Yes, so I was just mentioning that you've got now artificial intelligence. It's got to be also looked at in this context of cloning and genetic engineering of humanoids and or Gollum. And I think that that's also indicative of what we're looking at with the kinds of now robotics and the extent of their technology and their capability to actually show us on television or in film what looks like a real human being, but it's actually a robot, or it's actually artificial intelligence being manipulated via the pixelation, extensive, you know, amazing capability they currently have to project images that look completely real. And now you're also dealing with the confusion that gets created with surrogates where they have lookalikes. And, you know, we've seen this with Hillary Clinton. You know, she had at one point she had what appeared to be either arrest or a terrible physical attack, getting into a car. And then within hours, suddenly now you've got a bright and, you know, bushy, you know, just vivacious Hillary Clinton that wasn't Hillary Clinton showing up and being alleged to be Hillary Clinton. So, I mean, we have a deep state manipulation obviously ongoing. And I think that the question is very, very reasonable. But yet those of us who address this are disparaged. You know, we're basically called conspiracy theorists. And as a result of that, we get discredited, and as a result of that, we don't get our messages across. So in essence, I think that it's a sad reality that we unfortunately have to deal with. And in fact, we're blindsided. We've been blindsided. We haven't, most of us haven't talked about it. We haven't, most of us haven't seen it coming, but yet now it is here. And so it's part and parcel of the transhumanism agenda and the globalization depopulation agenda that we have to deal with.
All right.
Well, personally, I think that the transhuman agenda, Doctor, is merging man and machine. The next logical step would be post-human. And what caused me to even investigate this, I started in 1986. But in 2007, when Rudy Giuliani was speaking before the Council on Foreign Relations, he brought up America's need for a hybrid military when he was running for president. And I'm ex-military, so I thought, well, a multifaceted, multi-use military. But then another part of me said, wait, there's something more. So I actually Googled hybrid military, and that's what brought me to this whole idea of transhumanism, merging man and animal, then man and machine, and then a post-human existence. And I'm wondering, Doctor, if Hillary and possibly Joe Biden and possibly Nancy Pelosi have actually taken the ultimate Faustian bargain and given themselves as a human sacrifice with the understanding that they're going to have everlasting life. And they're literally bodysuits for these entities. And without the adrenochrome, I mean, I've seen a picture of Nancy Pelosi yesterday. She looked like she was 150 and coming off a heroin high. She looked pitiful. And you look at Bill Clinton, looks like a walking dead man. Have these people given themselves up, and the sustenance that comes for these bodysuit-wearing golem is the blood of men and women and children? I can't help but wonder.
Yeah, I think it's very, very reasonable, especially when you start to look at both two things. Neuroscience, what they've actually been up to try to engineer these, you know, combinations or robotoid human beings, humanoids. And I think also when you talk about some of the other evidence that has been kind of like seeping up from the swamp, that these demonic adrenochrome-related individuals where they're drinking the children's blood that they're sacrificing and they're traumatizing to get the fear energy. There's a lot about what you're saying that overlaps and intertwines with what we're seeing increasingly evidenced, but we don't really have enough evidence from my perspective as, you know, a scientist to say, okay, I'm going to risk my reputation in coming out with this. But I think very much so what you're saying is important to consider, and the manner in which we're seeing it over and over again in different ways, where we can see a bigger picture, you know, and then when we see the trees in the forest, you know, that suddenly give us a bigger picture, you know, see through the trees of counterintelligence to see the forest of reality. Suddenly now we begin to see this kind of demonic, and it clearly is. I mean, there's no question about this. This is criminal psychopathology that's operating. I have a similar question with Henry Kissinger. I can't even believe that this man is still alive. I mean, you know.
Absolutely. And the Queen of England.
Yeah. You know. So I can't believe it. And
John,
then again,
I hope you kept your head above water, John. I'll listen, Doctor. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
You know, again, it goes to, back to Jesus. So, you know, when I look at the number of Jews who call themselves Jews or are named Jews but are not Jews, you know, I go back to Jesus. Beware of those who call themselves Jews, because they're really involved with the grossest deception of civilization, and we're all being damaged. The normal, the new normal, you know, what happened to, I like real normal. I like real nature. I like the way Creator created it to be. So clearly what John is raising here is demonic.
Absolutely. Our next caller, Doctor, is Josh in Colorado. Good morning, Josh. Go ahead, Josh. Okay, we'll move on to Dave in New York. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, John and Leonard. Yes, I heard the debate, and it was rather interesting. Chris Wallace started out saying that the questions have not been given to the contestants, basically. He was saying it hasn't been given to both. He didn't say it hasn't been given to either. I thought that was very interesting in the light of reports that were out ahead of time. More importantly, I saw that the contestants agreed on one thing. Well, actually, it was a foregone conclusion that was never even questioned. It was the vaccine. Both Trump and Biden talked about getting the vaccine. I also see that Trump has his signature on the Abraham Accord coin on the back with the scimitar going from biometrics to Saturn. And in the middle, there's, of course, a lot of satellite imagery and things like that. There's a syringe right there. I really see, it seems to me, and that's just my opinion, that either way we go, the main agenda is getting the vaccine and chipping the population with the mark. And I just, to me, I see these people as puppets, and the only choice for any sane American is Trump. But, you know, it's just a game. That's what I see.
Okay.
I know you said some different things. I've got another.
I'm in agreement with you. I am. I see the same things that you're looking at. You know, I don't think that the debate was fair, and I don't think it was administered by either party righteously. And it was shameful, the demonstration of these are supposedly our leaders to be acting worse than children was just to me, it was appalling.
Well, yeah, actually, it sent a message to me. I kind of tried to gather this. It's the death of hope. It's a mess. It's confusion. Trump was signaling that this is what we're going to have, conflict. That's, if there was a hidden mess, if there was, that's what I gathered from it.
I think he was set up, and I believe that there's now people that are claiming, that are fairly reasonable people, that Chris Wallace and Fox had given Biden the questions. It seemed that they were sending him like softballs, and they were throwing hardballs. And unfortunately, Trump, the battle plan that he established after Biden initially interrupted him, he wasn't going to take it. And I think he fell into, if I were to give him benefit of doubt, he fell into a trap, and it became not a well-organized debate as a result of the interruptions. And they were mostly from Trump. I haven't, one question I have is how much time was given to each candidate? It appeared to me that Biden was given much more time, but I might be wrong about that.
Very interesting. There was an observation that a friend of mine, I got a report of someone who was ill in a nursing home. And this nursing home was recently infected with COVID-19 workers and a lot of the people there. The daughter of this guy went in there, was able to get in there amazingly, and she said she was attending to him, and they came in and said, oh, we're going to put him on a morphine drip tonight. And all he's got is some little bit of respiratory cough and some breathing issues, and she's there, no, I'm not going to improve that. She got him out to a hospital. The hospital gave him some remdesivir, and in 4 hours he was doing much better. Now, Chris Martinson said the reports on remdesivir, the studies, didn't show it to be very effective. But regardless, she got him out of there, and the doctors there said on the morphine drip and the other thing they were going to make him feel comfortable with, he probably wouldn't have lasted the night. What are they doing? Is this a eugenics program? Is this death by ventilator and death by drip?
Yeah, they're killing people. This is genocide. And absolutely. You know, and I'm not even so sure that remdesivir, I've read alternative science that shows that that's particularly risky. I think the hydroxychloroquine, because it's a wonderful antioxidant, along with, as I mentioned, even on the commercial that we've got up now on RBN, we've got the vitamin D, the zinc, the oxysilver. These are antioxidants, and that's really supplementing what I think should be primary if we're considering Holy Spirit power of love. And frankly, every time we get exhausted and we go to sleep at night, miraculously in the morning we feel better. How come? Because all night long you've been bathed in this Holy Spirit power of love that's rejuvenating you. Now, that is a technology that the Creator created that basically we can look at as part of nature and then design our products, our health sustaining services and products based on that understanding. And so now you bring in green light, oxygen, oxygenation therapies, and 528 frequency resonance. So rather than giving people poisons, why don't you give people what God gives people, the Holy Spirit power of love in the technologies that administer it? That's been my philosophy and my practice.
Yeah. Well, for this guy, he had been positive for 10 days, and if that's the case, his viremia was advanced. He had tons of virus in his body, and giving him hydroxychloroquine at that point was not going to probably help him much. But, they also have ivermectin. I have no idea what the best solution is once you're in that stage. But thanks, Leonard. I think we have to revise the numbers and subtract all ventilator deaths and all intentional deaths related to people who just had a touch of this thing.
Yeah, well, again, you've got to look at the entire thing as a fraud. We've mentioned on the show previously that there's two elements to the criminal operation. And they are, number one, you've got a biological weapon, a hyper-weaponized coronavirus with the AIDS virus. It's virtually aerosolized AIDS. That's number one. Number two is you have a psychological operation where nobody's giving really the proper intelligence. And so this is a psyops. And the administration at the heart of this psyops is the deep state agency of Johns Hopkins giving us all the data, the false data. This is what you're talking about now. All of the other issues, medical complications that are probably killing more people than the coronavirus itself. But yet we are dealing with a real virus. And how would I deal with it? How would the Creator deal with it? You deal with it by the simple understanding of biophysics, of electrogenetics. People don't, so this is part of the disgusting fraud. Here you have Moderna, for example, advancing gene therapy, genetic therapy, when you look at their applications for fast tracking their new, what they call a vaccine, the Moderna vaccine. It's an mRNA vaccine that their actual filings to the government to get approval doesn't say it's a vaccine. It says it's a genetic therapy. So now you're going to alter the, and I've talked about this on the show previously, you're talking about creating the human race to be a GMO. For what purpose? And the whole thing is absurd, because when you think about it, even if this is a biological weapon, even if they don't want to tell us how bad it is.
We have our last break this hour, gentlemen. Dave, thank you for your call. We got another caller on hold. We'll be back right after.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispico's, 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, gang. Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
But I'd like to ask each of you what it is you value so highly that you are willing to fight and possibly die for. We will call that Texas.
Okay, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jared Moore here on Thursday, the first day of October, visiting with Dr. Lynn Horowitz. Doctor, we got one last call. We'll get in here. It's Chuck in California. Good morning, Chuck. Chuck, you're on air. Okay, Chuck's gone. Let's take this last call. Tom in Florida. Good morning, Tom.
Yes, gentlemen. Good morning. Also, first of all, I want to talk about
Joey Behar and Whoopi Goldberg. These are two schmucks that changed their names. That's not their real names or their birthing name. They were both born actually Christian, but now they're Jewish. So I just wanted to throw that out there. And I want to get to the debate in a minute. But I want to ask John and your host, have you ever seen a movie called The Kingsman with the robot dogs?
Yes.
I have not.
Okay, well, it's very interesting because Elton John's in the movie too, by the way. And
yes.
He had these robot dogs. And now I was watching the news the other day. They actually, in Japan, they're working on robot dogs. And, you know, one thing we're not hearing about, the Japanese are not telling us our figure with the coronavirus over there, the COVID-19 over there from China. And the Japanese and the Chinese actually don't get along too well, even to this day. Remember, they had in World War II, they were ready to crush China. But now getting back to what I really want to talk about is this debate. If you notice, now Hillary Clinton's coming out today saying she wishes she could go back in time and would have told Donald Trump to shut his mouth and he's a liar. And now this is the Democratic Party, was modus of operandi. If Donald Trump would have told Joe Biden to shut his mouth and that he's a racist and all that, Chris Wallace, we don't know what this way this schmuck would have went. But now Biden's going around bragging that it was great to call the president of the United States a racist, call him a liar, and tell him to shut up. And all these dumb lily white kids are going to go, and the college kids are going to go vote for a Democrat to take away their cultural identity and destroy their country, the greatest country was ever founded. This is unbelievable to me. And the media, every one of these filthy news networks, ABC, CBS, NBC, they're all in the tank for the Zionist and for the bumbling buffoonery of Biden. A guy has a brain of a 98-year-old. He could barely keep his eyes open in a debate. It's unbelievable to me. But you know what?
Tom,
they're using these white college kids.
Let's let Doctor respond. Thank you for your call, Tom. Doctor, your response to Tom's comments?
Well, thank you. You know, I'm engaged in the same level of outrage that you are. But, you know, I just want to finish up what I started on the last question.
Please.
Even if we were to assume that this is a terrible, terrible virus and that the vaccines are going to work, even if we say that they're going to work, we have to look at what the experts claim that they're going to do. That's not going to be better than, let's say, 70% herd immunity is not satisfied by 70% of vaccinated population. There's still going to be 30% that are spreading this virus. So now you're looking at the complete scam. The scam itself is that the vaccines are actually going to eliminate a biological weapon that was loosed. And so I think that that's where you've got to go to the Holy Spirit.
All right.
Love and God's
Thank you,
will.
Doctor. Appreciate it. We'll have you back next Thursday.
All right. God bless.
Okay. Top of the hour break. We're back with Steve Hunt, the John Moore Radio Show Economic Advisor. Stay tuned.
Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.